from San Francisco, California, with your host, Ben Kaspik. This is Locked On Giants Baseball. Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Kaspik, and I'm thrilled to be with you again today. On this show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, approximately 15 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also insightful and easily digestible, easy for everyone to understand. Coming up on today's show, we're actually going to talk about an interview with Farhan Zaidi on KNBR's Murph and Mac show, and they discussed a lot of different topics, so there's plenty for us to break down from that interview. So for those of you who remember what I said yesterday about today being the mailbag day, and Friday generally is the day for the mailbag, I completely forgot to post the prompt. If you're a longtime listener, you know that this is a somewhat recurring theme where I forget to post it until the day of. And I just figured that we get so many more questions if we're able to put it up the day before. We already did a mailbag on Wednesday, so I just thought for this week only, we'll skip it this Friday, but we'll get right back to it next Friday. So apologies to anyone who was anticipating the mailbag, but we will get it back in line next week. But for now, I want to just kind of talk about the wide range of topics that was discussed in this interview with Farhan Zaidi on KNBR. So confirming our speculation, which was an educated guess as opposed to just pure speculation, about the starting rotation, Zaidi said that both Kevin Gausman and Drew Smyly, who each signed one-year major league deals, are likely going to be members of the starting rotation. So we essentially already knew that because at the time of those signings, they said that part of the reason they were able to land those players was the promise that they would be given an opportunity to start. That was especially relevant in Gausman's case because he reportedly was receiving a lot of interest from other teams, but much of that interest was from teams that planned to use him as a reliever. And with the Reds, I mean, it makes sense because with the Reds last season, he was just utterly dominant at times out of the bullpen. I've seen a lot, people are citing his like ERA in the bullpen with Cincinnati, but that doesn't really tell the full story. I think it was like 4.04, but for stretches, and if you look at kind of the peripherals, he was really, really dominant at times with high-level strikeout rates, limiting walks, limiting homers, just really nasty stuff out of the pen. And so, yeah, a lot of teams were interested in bringing him on as a reliever, but the Giants said they would give him that chance to start, and he decided, hey, I'll take that. He wants to be a starter. He keeps talking about how his goal is to like throw 7, 8, 9 innings every time, and he wants to throw no-hitters and perfect games and immaculate innings. So anyway, Gausman is here and thrilled to be a starter. And I think, you know, for the Giants, there's little to lose. If he can perform well in that role, then great. And if he doesn't, then they can just go and put him in the bullpen where he'd probably become really good and they could trade him a la Drew Pomeranz. So anyway, Gausman, Smyly, we're told they were going to be in the rotation, so no surprise there. Johnny Cueto and Jeff Samardzija, also, obviously, rotation and not bullpen candidate. So there's four guys. But on this show, we have speculated about who's going to be that fifth starter. And, you know, we've received a question and we've talked about it ourselves. It's possible that they won't just go to a five-man rotation. It could be six guys. It could be five guys plus a piggyback where you have like, you know, or sorry, four guys plus a piggyback where you have those four veterans I just mentioned. And then that fifth spot... is two guys who go back to back every time, or you could go with an opener on that fifth day, or you could go with a fifth starter and then an opener on a sixth day and make it a bullpen day. There have been several teams when they're talking about their team. I think Andrew Bailey, coming over from the Angels as the new Giants pitching coach, talked about how the opener, they had a spot in their rotation that went to an opener every time through. And he said that the opener spot in their rotation was actually their best performing spot out of the rotation for the entire season. I didn't verify that myself, but I have no reason to doubt that he's telling the truth. So anyway, I think conventional roles could kind of be thrown out a little bit here when it comes to the back end of the rotation. But what Farhan Zaidi said, He specifically named Tyler Beatty, Logan Webb, Derek Rodriguez, and Andy Suarez as possible options to win that last spot in the rotation if they are in fact going to a five-man rotation. So that's interesting because we had speculated about Trevor Cahill, Tyson Ross, kind of completing that all-veteran starting staff there, but he didn't mention those guys. He also didn't mention Sean Anderson, which was interesting because he either just forgot to mention Sean Anderson or they really do plan on starting him out as a reliever, which would make some sense given that there's not a lot of certainty in the bullpen and he looked pretty strong at times out of the pen last year. And so, you know, with all the starting pitching depth that they have, he might be most valuable as a reliever, but they have also talked about how in camp they're going to stretch him out as a starter. So a lot still remains to be seen here, but I just thought it was interesting that Zaidi named Beatty, Webb, Derek Rodriguez, and Andy Suarez as possible options for the rotation to start the season. If I had to guess, I mean, I think Rodriguez and Suarez are a tier below Beatty and Logan Webb. I know Rodriguez had the very strong ERA in 2018, but peripherals were bad. Performance in 2019 was really bad, which was not too unexpected given the peripherals the previous season. And I thought Tyler Beatty and Logan Webb were quite impressive last year at times. Beatty ended the season really, really strong. And so I think he has a good chance. I mean, eventually I think Beatty and Webb will be in the rotation as soon as some of these veterans either, you know, finish out the year and move on elsewhere, or they want to give somebody a break, or somebody gets traded, which might be the most likely of those three scenarios. But I think Beatty and Webb are both going to be given legitimate rotation shots down the road here. But in terms of who's going to start the year, apparently Logan Webb is on an innings limit this season, so I think maybe that makes him a little bit less likely. They could send him to the minors where they can manage his workload a little more. Or they could piggyback those two. I mean, that might be the perfect solution. Have Beatty and Webb kind of tandem on the fifth day and give you 3-4 innings apiece as opposed to trying to get 6 or 7 out of them. So there's a lot more to talk about. Before we go to the second half, I want to talk about how Zaidi said, quote, our bullpen is going to be pretty wide open, end quote, which is obvious. But he did call out by name Matt Caracciti and Rico Garcia, both of whom were acquired in the offseason. Garcia was a waiver claim, and I believe Caracciti was a minor league signing with an invitation to spring training. So he called out those two as guys who really impressed early in camp so far. He said, we've had some guys really impress. Matt Caracciti and Rico Garcia were both really impressive a couple days ago. And they were. We didn't really talk about it on the show, but they did impress in their Cactus League debuts. So those will be some names to continue to watch here in spring training with this wide open bullpen competition where only Tony Watson and Trevor Gott are kind of the guys who you would expect to for sure make the bullpen. Of course, Tyler Rogers to me was so good last season that I think he should be pretty much a lock to make the bullpen. I was also impressed to one degree or another by Sam Coonrod and Yandel Gustave last season. And elsewhere on the 40-man roster, they have waiver claim Harlan Garcia, who is interesting, claim from the Marlins. And they also have Danny Jimenez, the Rule 5 pick. So he has an inside track to make the team if he can be competent in spring training, because otherwise they have to offer him back to the Blue Jays. And I'm sure they'd like to sneak him onto their team here. And he was considered one of the better players available in the Rule 5 draft with upper minors experience, strikeout stuff, and not really having a walk problem. So he's kind of a rare combination of skills for a player available in the Rule 5 draft. So we'll talk more about the bullpen. There's a lot actually to analyze here. There are so many different players available to mix and match with. And we'll also talk about some position player competition as well and what Farhan Zaidi said about that. So that's all coming up next. But first, this spring, follow your favorite baseball teams to Arizona for Cactus League spring training. Amazing weather and landscapes, exciting outdoor adventure, incredible food. Arizona is the perfect home base for baseball fans. 10 stadiums, 15 MLB teams, 75 degree temperatures. All 10 stadiums are in Greater Phoenix within 50 miles. Meet the players, get autographs before games, check out amazing restaurants and bars nearby. Enjoy live music from local and national artists. Hit the road and explore Arizona's urban centers, ghost towns, artsy communities, and quirky outposts. Hiking, biking, jeep tours, hot air balloons, skydiving, or just taking a sunset. No matter what you love to do, Arizona has you covered. Arizona has tons of stuff for kids to do and see, like wildlife parks, science museums, aquariums, and dude ranches. Plan your spring training getaway at visitarizona.com/springtraining. All right, here in the second half of the show, I want to talk more about this interview with Farhan Zaidi on KNBR's Murph and Max show, where he touched upon a number of topics in this 18-minute interview. So rounding out the bullpen conversation, I mean, it's just true whether or not like they have standout talent, and I think there's a floor of talent that does come along with this, but they just have a tremendous amount of depth and options. So the guys who perform well will be the guys who play, and they're not in a position where, like, if the guys they're hoping to perform well don't, then who do you go to? They're not at all in that position. So we talked about all these different pitching options. We talked about how Sean Anderson could pitch out of the bullpen, which there he is, another option. We talked about the holdovers like Watson and Gott. We talked about standout rookies like Tyler Rogers, Coonrod, and Yandel Gustave is not a rookie, but new to the Giants last season. We talked about Harlan Garcia, who's somewhat interesting. We talked about the Rule 5 pick, Jimenez. And we haven't even gotten to guys like Trevor Cahill, Tyson Ross, Jerry Blevins, Nick Vincent, and Andrew Triggs. So that's like six veterans or more who could kind of fill in some role on the pitching staff if they're deemed to be capable of doing so. Like, I really like the prospect of Trevor Cahill out of the bullpen. If you look at his projections right now, projecting him exclusively out of the bullpen, he's projected to put up really strong numbers. Tyson Ross has at times been a really good starting pitcher. And in fact, just a couple of seasons ago, he had a really strong beginning to the year with San Diego before getting injured and kind of falling off in the second half. And injuries are a big concern with him, but like I said, they're not like overly reliant on Tyson Ross. So it's more like if he can prove that he's healthy and he's throwing hard and his slider is working, then you find a spot for him on your roster. And if he's not, it's no big deal because you have all these other guys like Cahill and Blevins and Vincent and Sean Anderson and all the starting pitchers we already mentioned. So we've barely even talked about Jerry Blevins and Nick Vincent and Andrew Triggs, but yet they're there in Giants camp and vying for roster spots. So it's like really hard to say who will stand out, but that's the point, is that they get a chance to, the best performers will be the ones who make the team when it comes to these competitions. So anyway, on the position player side, Zaidi didn't talk as much about these battles, but he did talk about Mauricio Dubon and elaborated on the plans for him, and specifically the plans for him to get some work in center field. So Zaidi said, quote, "He's really embraced that possibility of moving around. He obviously played shortstop the first day of the Cactus League. Hopefully we get him out there in center field pretty soon," which they did. This is, I guess, this occurred 2 days ago, so he has played center field since then. But Zaidi continues, quote, "He knows the more spots he can play, the more options he's going to give Gabe and the staff, and the more at-bats he's going to get. He's fully embraced that," end quote. So that's obviously good to see, and moving Dubon to center kind of creates more of a competition at second base, where they have Yolmer Sanchez, Donovan Solano, Kian Wong, all as possibilities for the roster, as well as Wilmer Flores, who can play second. Mauricio Dubon himself can play second. There's just like so many moving parts. It's really like, if you paid me $1 million, I couldn't give you a good, strong guess as to what the 26-man roster is going to look like on opening day. I mean, I could try, but I'm sure it would be wrong, is basically what I'm trying to say. So one of the last topics that Zaidi talked about was super interesting, talking about the backup catcher role. A lot of people are saying Aramis Garcia was like the presumed backup, but I'm not so sure that the right-handed bat of Garcia is the ideal play there. I think the lefty bat of Steven Vogt played really, really well last year. And I think in a perfect world, they could have like brought back Stephen Vogt on a 1-year deal, which they tried to do. But, you know, he got the 2-year deal, so it makes all the sense why he took it. And Rob Brantley is a left-handed hitter in camp as a catcher for the Giants, and Tyler Heineman is a switch hitter in camp for the Giants. So they would have given Garcia a run for his money, in my opinion, even if Garcia had been healthy. But unfortunately, he might miss the whole season with surgery to his hip. But what was so interesting is Zaidi said, quote, "Brantley and Heineman both have legitimate shots, but we also told these guys, hey, we may go out and get somebody else, either somebody else who's in the competition or maybe even jumps to the front of the line. So those guys are aware of that and we'll keep an eye out. We'll keep looking for the best possible option," end quote. So yeah, that's something we haven't spent a whole lot of time talking about, the fact that Rob Brantley or Tyler Heineman very likely would make the Giants opening day roster. But that could be a definite weak spot. Those guys don't have a lot of major league experience or track record, so you don't necessarily know what you're going to get. Brantley has played 127 major league games, but has been a well below average hitter during that time. And I'm not entirely sure what to make of his defensive numbers in like small spurts spread out over several seasons. So I'd have to see a little more of Brantley to give an evaluation of his ability as a catcher. So I think Heineman probably has the leg up. He did really well in the minors for the Diamondbacks and Marlins last season and debuted in the majors and like homered off Jacob deGrom, I believe. But anyway, it was just interesting to hear that they may go outside the organization. They may not be done adding basically at backup catcher. So Russell Martin is still available. He's also right-handed, but that could make some sense because at least you know what you're going to get from Russell Martin, who's a really strong defensive catcher and has some skill offensively as well. So anyway, that is all the time we have for today. Remember, to get this show every weekday, you need to hit that subscribe button if you haven't done so already. Once again, my name is Ben Caspick. You can follow me on Twitter at Ben Caspick. If you like this show, please consider rating it, leaving a review, and telling your friends and family to check us out. I cannot wait to be with you again on Monday. And until then, we'll see you next time.